Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast. Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Andre Davis. Andre Davis is a corporate engagement executive with Built, which is an interior construction firm. He is an accomplished thought leader, mentor, coach, speaker, and has moderated a number of events in or around Kansas City. With over 20 years' experience working with local CEOs and executives, he has worked in a number of industries while continuing to give back to the community. Andre is active on numerous boards, former chair of the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Board for Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Kansas City, volunteers at several nonprofit organizations, and most recently was handpicked to participate in the Civic Council of Greater Kansas City, Kansas City Tomorrow Leadership Program. Well, good afternoon, Andre. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for the invitation. Good to be with you, Brian.
That's awesome. Andre, we've talked a few times now, and I'm so glad that you were willing to come onto the show and share some of your knowledge today. So we're going to jump into the questions. Andre, I want to ask you, you've got quite the career working in outreach, marketing, engagement, and here in Kansas City, you're really known as locally as the connector. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Yeah, that's interesting that I'm known as the connector. There's so many people that do this really well. I am, though, a convener of people. I believe that when you meet people, there are other people. If you find them interesting, you should be connecting them to other people. So I am driven about bringing people together so that we can all learn from one another. And hopefully at the end of the day, there's some opportunities to do business. And so that's sort of what drives and what inspires me, though, is a whole different thing. And I think that I've been fortunate in my career. And so what I've garnered from all the access I've been provided, the platform that I have, is that I have an ability to have an impact on people. So at the end of the day, for me, whether it's on the business side, the nonprofit side that I work with, it's about having a positive impact on people. And again, that might be bringing two CEOs together because I think there's some common interest there that they ought to be at least having a conversation. Or it might be me bringing a CEO to a nonprofit because I think that that CEO could make an impact on that nonprofit. And so because I have a platform, I'm fortunate and I'm blessed. I'm able to play and have an impact on people that way.
That's amazing. And again, I've learned quite a bit about you, Andre, just since the last couple of times that we chatted. And I think it's amazing. And honestly, people like you are making the world a better place. So thank you. Andre, as you know, everybody globally has had to make major shifts to adapt to the new normal in this pandemic. Could you share with us what you're doing to help your organization stay relevant in the economy?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. The one thing I think I would start out by saying is in this moment, I think we all ought to have a little bit of gratitude of life, gratitude about our families, the gifts that we've been given. And then in that moment, I think we need to pause and think about it. We're not the only ones experiencing what I would call the pandemic storm. And all that means is we are all in the storm together. We're going to have different experiences in the storm, but we're all navigating the storm together. So, you know, we can't sit and wallow and say, hey, but this storm is raining on me. It's raining on everyone's being rained on right now. And so what I've tried to do, at least for my own business, family life, et cetera, is embrace it. It is what it is. We're not going back to what we knew as normal. That normal does not exist. So the quicker you can embrace that, the more creative you'll be on the outset of that. And so what I've tried to do and continue to try to do is change is fluid right now. The minute you think you have a route figured out, that route changes. So you need to be able to adjust pretty quick with that. So stay fluid, stay creative, and just understand things are going to be changing rapidly. The other thing I would tell people to do, as you're talking to people, whether this is employees, leadership, management, clients, make sure you understand that it probably would make sense to ask people how they're doing. Be careful about going into trying to do business as normal. Make sure the people you've tried to engage with, make sure you're asking them how they're faring during the pandemic. What do you need? What are you experiencing? And asking for permission on how do you see us moving forward in this moment? If it's a client that you already have, what do you need? Employees, is there anything that you need as an employee? How's your technology? How do you feel about the moment? Is there anything you want to discuss? Being accessible. Leaders need to be accessible in the moment because we don't sometimes know how our employees are dealing in this moment. And so I think if you don't ask, you can't assume. So I think you need to be asking your employees how they're faring. And so there's, you know, we're using everything that everybody else is using. Virtual calls. We're doing just normal calls. We're meeting in small capacities. So we're trying a lot of different things, but it's really, I'm trying to figure out where are our interests, our clients, our prospects, where do they feel comfortable? Do they want to meet in person? Would they rather do virtual? Do they want to sit outside and have coffee? So it's a whole menu of things, right? But you're asking, you're not telling, and we stay really upbeat, this is not a bad moment. We have to look at the positive that we're getting from this moment. And that's kind of where I hover. Is it's not Pollyannish. It's just there are some positive things if we look for them. It doesn't mean that people aren't suffering, because people are suffering. But in the moment that we are in, what are we talking about? And we've got to ask clients, what are the things on their list that most bother them in this moment?
Andre, that's some insightful information and advice, and I appreciate that. And you're right, we need to be accessible but authentic in this time. So thanks for sharing. And Andre, question I like to ask around technology is, are you leveraging any new or emerging technologies within your company? And maybe not, I know that your company does really an innovator in the design and construction space, but maybe there's something you can share that might be helpful for our audience.
One of the cool things about Built is, and Built is an interior construction firm, and we deploy a prefabricated construction solution, and we build out interior environments, right? And so it's a really cool, sophisticated process. We really are clean construction, if you can think about what clean would mean. There aren't debris, there aren't waste. We don't have any waste. We're sustainable, we're green, but it's customized. And so for us, our technology is our design software, our automation software, our machinery. We're essentially taking construction and saying, what if you added a twist? Technology coupled with software, coupled with building things and using CNC machines to build it. And that's what we're seeing. And so being able to have that working hand in hand, so everything talks to itself, so the software design process talks to the technology systems speak to the automation machinery, the CNC machines, and they fabricate everything we need to a 16th of an inch. And then we ship it out and we essentially tilt everything up from there. And so that technology doesn't exist in every construction process. And so we're trying to bring more efficiencies to the construction process. And it's through the use of technology, software, and machinery. And so it's a really cool thing. We're having a lot of success in the healthcare space, tons of success in the corporate environment space, obviously with people working remotely. What does your office look like today? Is it sealed where people, you're going to limit the spread of transmission? So you do that. Then once there's a vaccine, you're able to go back into a collaborative space. How do you do that without demoing your space? Well, we have a way to do that. Everything that we build and design is meant to be disassembled. So we think we are on to something. We know that we are on to something, and we are having very strong engagement in the moment of pandemic. So we're blessed, but we're having really robust conversations around being able to provide that flexibility, that agility that a corporation or a nonprofit would need.
Thanks for sharing, Andre. I think, you know, just in talking to you, learning about how your company does this is amazing. And that's why you all are an innovator and at the top of your class when it comes to your industry. So thank you. And Andre, this is the big question. My audience wants to know more about Andre Davis. Can you share something from your career experience that would be helpful for those looking to grow their career in marketing or leadership?
Yeah, no, happy to, Brian. And I appreciate the question for sure. It's one of the things that I'm most passionate about is I played in the marketing space. I've got about 20 years of corporate engagement experience, both in the for-profit and nonprofit industries. I sit on too many boards to name. I played in the marketing space. I played in the commercial banking space. Now I find myself in this construction space. And I think the truth that have come through all of those industries is one, always be authentic. Always be authentic about what you're doing. Treat people, you know, obviously the way you want to be treated, but I just care more about people. So I'm trying to solve challenges that exist with them. So that's where authenticity matters. Be a servant leader. And all that means is oftentimes when we're trying to engage a company, we're looking for them to say yes to us because we want to sell our product, goods, or service. Not looking for that. What I'm looking for is to figure out on the front end, how could I provide value first? Because if I provide value first, our psychology works in a way that you will work your tail off trying to help me when I need that help. That's not why I do it. It's just the right way to do it. And those of us that understand what servant leadership is will get that. Be vulnerable. As a leader, employees sometimes think that we walk on air, we're infallible, we don't have any problems or challenges, and we do. And so I know a local CEO in Kansas City, he starts his leadership meetings off, and what he'll say is, here's where I'm struggling. And he'll list out all the ways he's struggling. And he'll start first. And then he'll ask his employees and his leadership to chime in and go, hey, where are you guys struggling? And what that does by being vulnerable like that, it allows those employees to go, hey, if the CEO can tell us that he's struggling, I ought to be comfortable enough to be able to share some of the struggles I have in the business. The last thing I would tell you is to always be empathetic or show empathy for people. We don't know what our employees are going through. We don't know what our leadership are going through today. There might be issues if you don't ask. You don't ever know. You think that leaders just have it all together. Some of us struggle too. Some of us are, you know, used to interacting personally and in front of people. We can't do that. Ask your leaders or the people you report to, how are they handling the pandemic? And see what they say. Don't assume that they're just handling everything and there's no problems. We all are challenged in this time. So I think those are the things that have gotten me through and granted me growth too, are being authentic, being a servant leader, being vulnerable, and just showing empathy.
Andre, that's amazing. It really shows the human side of you. And I appreciate you sharing that. I really, really do. Andre, last thing is, I just want to let you know, it was a pleasure having you on the show today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Bye for now.